Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. Yeah, kol hayod hamar belivdoi penoshim. Anytime an isha uses a hand to make a bedika to check her out, it's mushabachas, it's something good. Like for an isha, there's nothing wrong to make a bedika. So we'll see in the Gemara, it's good. Uvanoshim though by a man tiktos. Loshim is cut off his hand. We'll see in the Gemara if it's a klolo or really, but a kid, it's not good for a man to touch his arm or to touch his aver to make a bedika to see if he's sure, if he saw shechvazer or not. Then it's not good to check. Like this, Rashi says, he's mesupek whether he's tummy or not, did carry come out? So it's not a good thing to make a bedika. Adam, if he does it, tiktos, Rashi says, why? Shem is chamin, he makes himself hot. O margish, causes him, when he touches his amo, O moiches shich vazel levatola. That's the of the aveira, you be moiches shich vazel levatola. So it's not kedah, it's not worth it to make bedikas. Words like this. Maishno noshim or maishno anoshim. What's the difference? Could have him in the riz if you say it's no good for a man to do it because he's moitzi zero, so it should be yosef and isha also. Why should she make a bdik? When she makes a bdik, have him in the riz, she's also margish herself and then makes her way, let out the eggs. So it's also a type of levatola. Someone answers no. I'll tell you, noshim lav benois hagoshininu. Noshim the not benei hagoshininu. So there's two ways to learn. One way is that means mitzias, noshim don't get aroused. So therefore, when they make a bdika, it doesn't cause them to be mitzi their eggs. So it's not called any zero, it's not called levatol at all. The other pshat, the says, brings down that the Ben Tam learns that lav benois iser hagoshinu bechlal. Because even if they're magish, so what? Since they're not mitzuv and puri of rivya, he learns there's no iser shir levatol by nisha. See, either it means that the mitzias is that they're not magish when they make a bdika, or else even if they are magish, but still there's no issur for an isha to let her be mitzi her eggs lebatola. That's the most terrible. Noshim are called lav benois hagoshininu. Mishubachas, therefore it's good. Ma'ashenken anoshim by men, the bnei hagoshininu. And Rashi says, shemizdazin ob evorov, the evorim shake, kishemizcham when he makes himself warm there. And it caused them to see a carrot, to see Zerun of Atala. So therefore, by a man we say, tiktsos is not a good thing to do. Therefore, by a man we like, it's a klolo, should cut off his hand, he should not touch his amma. The Yochi, Yisrael Gemara says, the Ma'ir Imam, what do you mean, Mishnah's Mashma, that if he does a lot, then it's tiktsos. But a little bit won't be so bad. So when it says, Kilo Imar Benami, even if he doesn't make a lot of bedikas, even one bedika should be yosef for a man. It's more so true. Kikatoni marbo. When the Mishnah says marbo, that's anoshim ton. It goes on ladies. And the Mishnah says, boy and isha, it's good to make as many bedikas as she wants to. If that Rashi says, she shouldn't be a suffix tome, she'll know for sure whether she's tome or not. And a baal would also know for sure whether she's also or not. So if a boy and isha, it's good to make bedikas. But by a man, though, even one bedikas should not touch his aver, it's no good for him. The Ma'isau minigis were not noig so much noshim should make bedikas today. Ma'isau minigis, they only make the bedikas what they have to. When Shafta Zayin Ikim, when they're becoming Torah. But once they're Torah after they go to the mikvah, minigis not to make bedikas. Say better off not to touch there. Sometimes it causes dam to come out. Say better off not touching there. Torah would learn like this. The Medivam Amur, when was it said that by men it's not a good thing to do? That's Linyan Shichva Zerah. Stam wants to check himself to see if Shichva Zerah came out. Is he about carrying? If they have that type of tumor on him. Avalinian Zoiv, it's a different type of a thing. When Zoiv comes out, then Afu Meshubach Kanoshim, that's also something good. He should check himself like an Isha. And the Rashi explains Zoiv, that's Doimele Mei Betzik, it's like the water that you're soaking barley in. Doimele Mei Betzik shall serve him. Obomi Bosser Mace, that comes out from a sickness of a person when the aver is not even hard, when the aver is like mace and normal, when it's so small. Now, Shichva Zerah, though, Bomi Bosachai, that comes when the aver is big. Ukshura, it's more tight together. Kalubin Beta, like the white of an egg. Shainim was rust, that wasn't fertilized. So it's a different thing, Zoiv and Shichva Zerah. So when a man has a shail of Ziva, like the Rashi 4 says, means Shiyotza Zoiv Mimenu, it happened once. Now, Baroi Tzalivdik, he wants to check himself, because they limnos Riyos of Shtayin Latumo Shalosh Lakorbin, a different halachas. If a man sees once, that's nothing. It's like a tumas keri. When he sees twice, one after another, 2 days, then he's tummy for 7 days. And if he sees a third day, then he has to bring a korban. So hereby says he has to check himself to know. So when he's doing it for a purpose, that's not called levatola. Then he's allowed to check himself. So only for the shechva zera, then he should not check himself. But l'inyan zoiv, to know these halachas, whether he's seeing twice or 3 times, then he has to make bedikas all 7 days to make sure he's zaynikim, like he's Torah, he doesn't see, so that's okay. Moses says, even if you want to check yourself to see if you're sure stam, if you're tummy or not, if you're sure zer or not, is in bol livdoik b'tzror, if you want to use a stone, or a becheris, or an earthly kli b'edik, that's okay, that's good. These things are hard. Rashi says, doba kosher, and it doesn't make you warm. If it won't make you have a little zer levatolo, these things are okay. But smashman, only a stone or an earthly kli, or a matlis loy mashram, a type of a cloth, no. I, Tanya, we learned like this. We learned that the boydik atzma b'matlis, a person has the right to check himself with a cloth. Or behold, davish your right, anything you want to, you can check yourself. And here it's mashmo, stam for b'dikas of keri. Ah, you're telling me now it's also? So where it says no, it doesn't really mean any type, but rather, k'diyom rabbi, like Abaye says, k'diyom rabbi, b'matlis of it, it's a thick cloth. It's hard. So that's mutter. Hokinam, here also talking about b'matlis of it, a thick cloth. A thick cloth, that's mutter. Since a thick one is hard, it's not, it doesn't make you warm, so that's okay. That won't cause you to have a zera levatolo. Mashenka, in a soft one, that's also. Ve'echitma, the Bible, where do we learn Abaye it's halacha? Hot, it's not, we learn like this. As a Gemara later, what's going to be ho'yoicho v'truma? Let's say somebody claimed was eating truma. He thought he was Torah. While he's eating the truma, before he swallowed it completely, he feels like by his aver, some zera is about to come out. His body started to move. Rashi says it means sheneka zera megufa. The zera started to come out of his body, but it didn't not come out, just started to come into the aver. It didn't come out yet. So he's not really tummy yet. So what's the halacha? Oiches b'yamosas, he's supposed to hold on to his aver. He should hold on to the amo. Ubaleas the truma and first swallow the truma when he's still tor. And then let the zera come out. So Kofarim says the lashon of oiches b'yamosas, should grab a hold of yamo, like to hold, keep the zera inside. So the question is, oiches, can you grab a hold of it? I have a tiny we learned. Rabbi Lezer says that kol oiches b'yamosas, somebody holds on to his aver, is umashtin. Even if he's using a b'shas, he's letting it urinating. Even if he's holding it then, still it's not right. And it's kilu mevi mablil, and it's like you bring a mabul onto the world. It's no good. Now, that's the chet of the doha mabul, that they were nishkas, they had ashkos to zera levatolo. So if you do this avera, it's also fitting for you for the mabul to come. So koponim, you see, you're not supposed to go onto the aver. So how could it say here that even the truma, you should hold on to the aver? So Mirzazam Rabbayah, the matlis of a Rabbi learns what it means here, grab hold of it, it means with a thick cloth. So you take a thick cloth that's hard, so that doesn't warm it, and therefore it's okay to touch it. So that's what we're answering here also. That we say you could use a matlis, that means a thick one. A thick one doesn't make you warm, that's okay. Rava says no. Could be over there by truma, filu tain of a matlis rack, even a soft cloth you're allowed to use over there by this truma case. Why? But the other svar was kivan the yoker ochor. Since like you felt the zero like starting to come out, didn't come out yet, but it's coming into the aver, so it's ochor. So therefore, no matter what you do to it, you won't cause more to come out. Like only this is going to come out. So in this situation over here, where it was ochor already, then there's no issa to cause more to come out because more won't come out. So therefore, in this case, you're allowed to hold on to the yoma. The Abaye, why didn't Abaye answer like this? He has no chai. He's afraid. Do mostly asufei. Maybe if you hold on to the aver, grab hold of it now, you'll cause more zera to come out. So causing the extra to come out, that's also an avera. So therefore, that you can't do. For Rava, loichayish dum osel asufa, this is the question, and with the answer. For Rava, loichayish, he's not afraid, dum osel asufa, maybe more would come out. No, who says more would come out? Since you felt like the zera coming into the aver, so we say all of it came in there, and only that's going to come out, not more. So that's going to come out anyway. Therefore, in this case, let it just hold it back, that it shouldn't come out, and then let it come out. For the Gemara, is this true? Veloy, that you want to tell me even Rav is not afraid that more zera would come out? I have a tiny, we learned with this, so the Gemara later. For a tiny, we learned. Holom is the daima. What is this like, touching your aver? It's doima, it's like lenoisin etzba bayin, somebody puts a finger into his eye. By putting your finger into your eye, it makes you tear. She calls them on shetzba bayin, calls them on your fingers in your eye. Zayin madmas, your eye starts to madmas, your eye starts to tear. For chazeros madmas, and more tears come out. You see, it's a mushla, it comes out once and twice. So here also by zera, when you touch your aver, it'll make it come more and more and more. So it should be yosir also. For other says like this, no. Kolach mumi, for hodirach mumi bishaito l'shchichi. If you warm it up once and then to warm up a second time, that's not shchich. Rashi learns like this. Rashi says l'shchich means like this, that v'chi ketoni lom zedem. When do we learn it's like putting your finger in your eye? That's the tchilosa l'yotel adei mishmo shaver. In the beginning, only a little bit zera came out because you were touching your aver. In that case, and a neker yachad didn't all come out at one time. Elikishu mishamish. When you move it around, then yotza comes out matna little by little. So that's also. Avol heicha di yotza mehagosha, but when, in this case, by truma, where your mamish felt like all the zera coming into your aver, v'neka kulikech, like all that start to come out of the body, sasule maisev, you're not going to have more later. Therefore, in this case here, we say all of it is about to come out. So holding it back, there's no avera here, because what's going to come out later is going to come out anyway. You're not going to cause it here, more of it to come out. Therefore, in this case, it'd be alright. In other cases where just touching your aver, that makes it come out slowly, that is, there a rav would also agree. The more you touch it, the more would come out, that would be yasa. Gufa, what we just said before, that Rav Lezer says, Koloiches biyomo, whoever holds on to his omo or mashtin, even is urinating. If he holds on to it, is kilu mevu mabul yolam, like it's fitting for you to have the mabul brought. That was the avera by the derha mabul. Because even though it was brought down, they had gezel and also. But some that was the top of it, but it was filled up. The averas were also mainly this, that by the sheikh was there, lamatola. So if you do this avera, it's fitting to mabul to come. Omul and Rav Lezer, send back to Rav Lezer. But why? If a person urinates and he doesn't hold his aver, so sometimes it'll go right near you, and when it comes to the ground, it'll spritz back on your feet. And then, if people see you walking in the street like with urine on your shoes, they'll think the reason is why, because you're a kroshovcha. Means that it doesn't flow out, it like drips out of you. And we know usually a kroshovcha cannot have kids. And therefore, v'nimtza moitzi la'azal bona, people start talking about that, you have kids. How is it possible you could have kids? It must be the mamzerim. It must be that another person lived with your wife. It's not yours. So if so, that should be a reason why a person should be allowed to hold on to his aver when he's urinating. Not like to hold it that the urine should go far away, so when he reaches the ground, it won't spritz back on your feet. That's the Yisra Blez, like how could you say it's also? Now this Omelen Blez answered back and said still, Omelen, Mutav shiyotzi laz abon, if it's worth it, that you shiyotzi laz on your children, shein mamzerim, let people talk about it, stam talk, that your kids are mamzerim, but v'yal yasa atzma rosho shirachas tafli amokam, that does not give you a right though to do an azera, to make yourself a rosho in front of Hashem even for one time. Therefore it's not kedai, therefore y'all does not kedai to hold the yaver. The other rates he should have wiped it off. I mean, if it does spritz on your feet, the other rates is just wipe it off. Maybe you won't be able to do it so well. Still, the biyachshash. It tells us kashrim toima. The yachshash is biyod. Why don't you say let him wipe it off? And paragam lemamunu. The mitzvah yachshash is the mitzvah to wipe it off. Yishloima the kishen oiches diker roiv mitzutzis. The saga b'shushef could be you'll have so much that won't be able just to wipe it off. The kids actually wanted to say, let's hold on to it and make it go further away. He said, no, that's also asa. Tan Yidduch, another breakdown like this. Omelem Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said back, Lechon Chachomim. Ev sheyama do'odim amokim gvoye. We'll soon see. The more comes out, he said this first. First, Reb Lezer answered back and told him, listen, he asked me a question, what's going to be? Your shoes are full of it. So the answer is, let him stand amokim gvoye. Let him stand in a higher place. V'yashtin and urinate to a lower place. So it won't spritz back on top of you. Or else another answer is, or yashtin biyofatichuach. Let him urinate into soft ground. So when the urine goes there, it won't spritz back, it'll just stay in there. And v'yasat, v'yal yasat smarosh ashrachas v'yamokam. But instead of holding on to the ave, that's not kedai, you shouldn't become another rush even for 1 second. So these are two answers Rabbi Lez answered back. So the question is, ha yom lubresh, which answer did he say back first? Ilem, if you want to tell me, Kamaisi said the first one first. Ilem, Kamaisa, Amalu, Bresha said the first answer first. So the question is why? Bosa, the Yomalu, Isura. And the first answer was, no matter what you want, it's also to do it. So, ho, Domlo, Takanta. Now, in the second time, like he's saying, you know what? I'll give you weights. At first he said it's clearly also, so not now he shouldn't like be talking easily, I'll give you weights. Ela rather like this, ho, Amalu, Bresha. When they first asked him, he answered the first, second answer first. And he told him, listen, what do you got to tell me you have to wipe your shoes for? Rather go urinate in a high place or in a place where it's soft ground. For Yomulah, then the Chum said back to him, what's going to be Ein Lo Mokum Gvoga for Tichuach? That's somebody does not have a high place to urinate with. Whereas he doesn't have Ofa Tichuach, soft ground around the Mai. What should he do then? What's the Eitzah? Could he hold his Eva to make the urine go further? Omalhenna, this Rav Lezion is back and said, no, even here it's also that Mutav Yibederuav Sheyoy Tzilaz Abonav, let them talk bad about your children. For Yal Yasatz Merosh, that's not a head of you to make yourself into Rosh Hashrachas HaMayamokin. Even one second in front of Hashem. What's so bad about this? What's so bad to hold your raver b'shas urinating? So Gemara says, because this could cause, like we said, if you hold it, it makes it warm, and that could cause you to be moitzi zer l'batola. And the Yom Rabbi Yochanan says that kol ha-moitzi shech v'zer l'batola, whoever is moitzi shech v'zer l'batola, chayiv misa. It's mamash like you chayiv misa for this avera. Shneim the apostle says, "Ba'inein over there." It says, "Va'yeira ben Yashem was dead in the eyes of Hashem what he was doing. Asher also what he did. Va'yamas I saw Hashem killed him, and what he was doing there." The apostle says that he was he lived. He was dash b'fnim v'zareya v'chutz. I mean, he used to go inside his wife there, and then he let the zera come out outside. So he's being made to zera levatolo. That it says the apostle va'yamas. You see, it's a terrible thing. They both say, it's like you kill somebody. If you might say, it's like you're killing somebody. The passage says, like killing the kids, by the river, underneath the cracks of the stones, of the mountains. So we dash in out they squeezed out. I mean to say, because Zavera, they squeezed out the Zera Levatolo, that's considered like they killed the kids. Rav Asi Yoma Kilu Ovid Rechovim. The Moise Zera Levatolo is almost like the Ovid Avoid the Zora. Ksivoch, it says over here, Tachas Kolet Ranan. And Ksivosom, Halohorim, Horomim, Vetachas Kolet Ranan. It says over here, Rosh Loshin of H Ranan, which means Avoid the Zora. The kids, in this post, it's almost Zera Levatolo, it says Kolet Ranan, it's like the Ovid Avoid the Zora. We have Yehuda and Shmuel have a kaima igra. We have Rav Yehuda and Shmuel both one standing on top of a roof. The veikanishta of the shul, the shaf for Yosef and Adoy. There was in the city of Nadoi. Shaf Kabi was once abandoned and built up again, but it was in the city of Nadoi. Omale Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, "Sarachanil Ashton, you have to urinate now. What can you do?" Omale, he told him back, Shinim, like my young child, he told him like a chosher person. Yes, you could hold on to your aver and make sure you urinate further away so it shouldn't go onto the shul itself. That's what he answered. That's what Shmuel answered back. So the question is, hey, if you have it, Shmuel answered back like this. I have a time, we just got finished learning that Rabbi Lezu Aimer, Koloiches Biyamosso, Yamarev holds on to Yom and Mashtan's urinates, it's Kilomevim Abul Yerlam. So it's an aver, so how can you tell me I'd hold on to it? Some Rabbi Abayis is like this, also kiboshes. It has a locho, like an army comes into the city, meaning when you're scared, when you're frightened, then we're not afraid, you'll have Zera Levatol, it's different. It's not learned like this. Bolusha Shenichas Lir, if a Goyish army comes into the city, so Bishas Sholem, when there's peace, there's no fighting, Chov Yitzukas Asurus, if you have any open barrel of wine around, it becomes also, because we say for sure the army men touched it and drank from it, they were nasachit. Stumas, if the barrels are closed, Muteras are still Mutta. But Bishas Mechum, if they come in when they're fighting, then Elu V'Elu Mutaris, even the open barrels we say are still Mutta. Why? They have no time L'Nasayach to make Nisach HaYayin, because they're Patumot, they're worried, they're scared, they're fighting. Alma, what do we see? The Chiva and the Vise, since they're frightened, is L'Yosel and Sukh, they won't come to do this, they won't come to touch the wine. Is Zachanam here also? If a person's frightened, Kivan the beast says, Liyosel Hure. He won't come to think, it won't come to make him have the Zera come out of the Batala. So if in a case where he's afraid, here he would be allowed to hold on to the Eva.
Oh, so the question is, why is he afraid over here? The Mavahocha might be Susan. What was he afraid about? What was he afraid about over here? He boy, you say, want to tell you, be Susan the lion law or the igra. He was on top of a roof and at night, so he's afraid he may fall down. Now, since he is afraid, he had frightened him. We're not afraid that if he would touch his ave, would make him have a zera lebatola. So therefore, in this way, it's muta. The boy from the Teretz says, I'll tell you, be Susa the rabbi. His rebbe was by him, so he's afraid of his rebbe. That's why also he wouldn't think about having zera lebatola. The boy said, maybe Susa the shrine. It was like on top of a base of Knesses. So that alone gave him a fear. The boy said, he was a big Yireish Shemayim. He was always afraid of Hashem. Because the Kori Shmuel Alei, Shmuel called upon Rabbi Yudah, Ein Zei Lorisha, such a person like him is Kamat, not like a person that's born through a lady. Meaning to say, it was a big Yirei Shemayim. So by him, it was Mutta. By him, we wouldn't be afraid that maybe he's going to have Zera Lavatola. If he boys him, another answer could be Nosha Heavy. He was married. And if he's married, it's a little bit different. Why? Because when you're married, the Yomar of Nachman, him, how you Nosha, a person's married, Mutta. Then he's allowed to hold on to his Eivor. If you're married, then we're not afraid also to be much Zera Lavatola. So therefore, it's Mutta. The boy is saying, "Ki ha orile." He taught him like this: the Tony Abba Bredra Binyamin Bachia Abba Mesayaya Bebeitzim Melamata. That you're allowed to hold on to the Beitzim. That's Muta. The Aver itself that you hold on to that becomes warm. That may make Zera. But holding on to the Beitzim, that's okay. So was the Eitz. Hold on to the Beitzim. If you could hold it that way, it should go further. The boy is saying, "Not a teretzis ki ha orile." Taught him like this. The Amar Bavua, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kavul Yeshlei. There's a point there by the Aver itself. It depends that Meya Torah from the Makom when they make the Mila, the round ring there, Ulamata downwards means away from the body, the tip of it Muta heels that you're allowed to touch. Just touching the tip of the Aver, that does not make it warm. That would not make it have Zer Lamatola. But Meya Torah from the ring, Ulamala upwards means towards the body, then it's also. Yeah. Omer Rav, Hamakash Atzel Adav. Somebody makes himself comes bekishum. Well, he thinks about ladies, or he looks at ladies, or touches it there, moves it, and it makes his able to become hard. Is Yehi Benidu? He deserves to be put into a band to come beneath like a curse to be put upon him. So here's the question: is that all? The lame usher. It should say what it's usher, or what do you have to put such a big nidu for? So the answer is the Kamagari Yetzara Nafshe. No, it's a terrible thing. We have to put your benidui because you're bringing the Yetzirah upon yourself. Why? Because, Gusun say, for Rav Ami Yoma Nikra Vrayna, Rami says more than he's even called an Avrayna, Balavera, this person, if he's Mekashat and makes himself hard. Why? Shekachum Nosa Sheyetzirah, that's the way the Yetzirah works on you. That Hayoim Oymaloy Asekach, he tells you just do this. Just make yourself hard, that's all. Olomach Omla Asekach, tomorrow they do a little bit further. And you go over and listen to him. So therefore, you can't give in to Yetzirah any little bit. So therefore, here, by stam being Makasha, stam making yourself hard, that's like the beginning to have Znus. So even from this, it's a terrible thing. You have to stay away. It's like Benidui, by partially making yourself the Ika Aveira here is. Now, by doing this, it may cause you to have Zera Levatola. But that's a terrible Aveira. Yeah. Ika Diyami, some say, Omra Bamrami says like this. Called Hamevi Atzmon the hero, whoever makes himself thinks about Znus, makes him just think himself about it, is a Machnitz Noisim Mechitzos Shekavash Baruch Hu. That Avera makes the person not Zoycha to come into the Mechitzos, the tents, the walls of a Kavash Baruch Hu. Like Sif Hoch, it says over here, Vayere Ben Yashem, but the Mice of Oinin, it says over there that it was bad in the eyes of Hashem, says Loshin of Ra. Like Sif Hoch, another Possek says until him, Kiloy El Chofetz Rosh Atom. That La Yigurcha Ra, Hashem doesn't live with Ra. Hashem doesn't live with somebody that's called a Ra. See, as somebody that's a Moitzi Zer Lavatolo, have Yerum, thinks about it, that's called Ra, that is not Zoycha to be in the Chitzas of Hashem. The Yomer Blazer Blazer says, Maitich said, what does the Pasuk say? Yodechem Domim Olo, Pasuk Nishayo, that your hands are full of blood. Elu Hamanafim Biyad, it means people that play around with the Raver, they have Niyuf Biyad with the hands. And without the Moshe Zera, that's also called like a killer we had before, like Shrichas Damin. Tony, we learned the very Rabbi Shmuel. When the Pasuk says, Loi Tinef, don't have Niyuf, don't have Znus. So, Loi Tei Becho Niyuf, Bein Biyad, Bein Berek, means both. Bein Biyad, Bein Berek, means don't have Niyuf Biyad, means just your hand. You shouldn't play with your hands.
not supposed to rub your aver with your hands. That's also this avera of loytinuf. And bein beregel chur means not to have znus. That's also bechalal loy. That's the ikal loytinuf. But even biyad alone is also part of the avera. That's where Moshe has a truth about the shachman. Some people don't have kids. They go to a doctor, so they want to have to have zera to check out the zera to see, you know, what's wrong with them. So it's a shama if you let be mishamish with your yad to move with your hands to move it to make zera come out. Moshe is not so mekel about it. Because that's this gemara, shamish a clear lav. Latinif, it's a lav to move your rave with your hands to make zera come out. That's this lav of latinif. Yeterah about none of this. It says hagerim, gerim, a ger. People that play with young girls, we'll soon see what that means. Makvinus and Mashiach, they both hold back from Mashiach coming. They're both not so good. So like this, Bishleim Gerim, if we have Gerim around us, it's hard, it's bad for us. Even though some Gemara say it's good for us, but here, it's a different type of Gerim. But here it's Kedereb Chelboy, Yom Rav Chelboy, Koshin Gerim Yisrael, it's hard, a Ger to Yisrael, Kisapachas, like a scab around you. It's something bad for us. So Rashi has a few pshat to me. Rashi has one pshat. Kisapach, Rashi says, "Siv v'gerim v'nuva ger aleihem v'stavchu al beis Yaakov loshin spachas kroshim yisok spachas shemekim mitzvus mevim pronius." First of all, they don't know all the mitzvus, and they'll get punished, and we'll get punished for them. For yoid, maybe shemelamedim yisomer mesem, maybe we'll learn out from their meisim. So we'll learn the bad things from them. Even when the guy becomes a ger, not always is he the greatest person. Sometimes, like, they're mamish great people. But sometimes if they don't come completely and they do a little bit, so that's terrible. And sometimes the Jews will learn out from that. So therefore it's called Koshim Gerim Kisapachis. And that's something that's to hold back the Mashiach. Like we'll be doing Averis, so we'll be punished because of them, so that will hold back the Mashiach. That's Gerim. Then it says, Elamasachis Pitznekis Mai, what's playing with young girls? If you want to tell me it means Mishkav Zohar, and Tinoikis means maybe just boys, means have Mishkav Zohar, for the more B'nai's Gilinu. He was just saying that it holds back the Mashiach, okay. But Churat's not very Chayiv Skila for that. The Torah says, if you have Mishkav Zohar, a man lives with another man, so it's Chayiv Skila for that. Elma maybe means Derech Evorim. Means that's time, not that he goes into the other man, and that's the Chayiv Skila, but just lets his Eivor touch the other person's body, and because of that he's Moitzi Zera. Samura says also, B'nai Mabul Ninu, if so, that's an Avera, that Mamish causes the Mabul to come. So not just Tom holds back Mashiach, it's much worse. Like Derech Evor means Tom, you're putting your Avera on somebody else's body just to make the Zera come out. That's a terrible Avera. Now what it means over here is the Nesivik Tanis, that a man that could have kids got married to a young girl that can't have kids yet. The Lav B'nai's Alud Ninu, that she's not fit to have children yet. So even though it's not a big affair here, because the Maisha you got married to her, you could get married to her, she has a father, the father can marry you off, but it's not the best thing to do, because what would have been better was to marry your wife that you could have children from. Because the Yom Reb Yossi, says, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach won't come, at Sheyichlo Kol HaNeshama Shebeguf. Until all the Neshamas are created, are born already, Shebeguf, Rashi says, that's the place where all the Neshamas are. The Guf Rashi says Cheder. That's like a room upstairs in Shemayim. The Guf Shein Mokam Am Yuchel the Neshamas. That's the place where Hashem has all the Neshamas there. So Mashiach can't come till all the Neshamas are created, are born already. So if a person marries a young girl, so instead of being Isaac and having children, he's not, so he holds back the Mashiach. Shneim the Pasuk says Ki Ruach Malafona Yetef Neshamas and Yosisir. Because Ruach is the one that made the Neshamas. Mashbi is going on that Mashiach won't come until all the Neshamas are finished. Then the Mishnah says, Ba'anoshim Tiksas, by a man, if a man makes a bedika, checks himself, touches his aver, it's Lashon Tiksas. So you boil out a question like this, Dina Tanan, does the Mishnah mean really a din, we have to cut off his hand? Or the Tusa Tanan, it's a way expression of giving him a curse, not that you really have to cut off the hand. Dina Tanan, is it a real din? Kiho de Rafuna, Kot Sasiyod, that once happened in Rafuna, Gemara Sanhedrin, that he cut off somebody's hand, that was the din, and he actually did it. Rashi says, Minas Sanhedrin, call Hamerim Yodachar, lift up his hands upon somebody else. Tixi is supposed to cut off his hands. The Chsiv was Roy Romai, Tishover. So what's happened if Huna cut off somebody's hands? So is it a din you're supposed to do it? Or else maybe no. Oyla Tusa, it's only a curse. So Tanam, learn like this. It says, Tusa Tanam, this just means a curse. Toshima,
Tony Reb Tafrin, the Tony remember this, Reb Tafrin says, Yad li yoma tiksois. Somebody puts his hands to his arm, touches his arm, is tiksois. Yad li yoma, if somebody puts his hand on his arm, so then tiksas yodi al taburi. He means to say he's supposed to chop off his hand when his hand is on the taburi, on his stomach. See if the mamash should cut through his stomach. So Zmash, he learns Zmash is supposed to cut it off. Armula, they said back to him, for the creasing of cast, how can you do that? To cut off his hand when it's on his stomach, and it cuts straight through, you cut off in his stomach also. Armula, they said back to Menachnami, Mutev Tibaku, creased his worth that this person should have his stomach cut open, for Yal Yerid Lavar Shaka shouldn't be destroyed. So Yam, if you tell me now, Bishlei Medina Tanana, the Mishnah means cut off the hand. Mamish, it's a din. If so, Hainu the Yamri, that's what he answered back and said, well, the creasing of cast. If you really do it in this case, where his hand is on his tabur, so then your mamish you're gonna cut off his stomach also. But Eliyahu, if you tell me though, Letusitna, the Mishnah only means a curse, that's all. So then my creasing of cast, what does he mean to ask the question there, and you cut off his stomach? How are you cutting off his stomach? You're not cutting anything, you're not cutting off the hand. You're just giving him a curse. But Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Dinatana, the Mishnah really means a din. If so, Lesagid the Lava Taburai. Said anyway, what do you mean you have to cut off the hand when it's on the stomach? So pick up the hand and cut off the hand anywhere it's a kasher. What do you mean here? You can cut off in the stomach. Don't cut it when it's on the stomach. Eli Rad Hokakamur, this is what Tafim meant to say. Hokakamur of Tafim. Kol Hamachnis Yodoi. Lamata Mitiburu. He ever puts his hands just below his navel, his belly button. You put your hands below. It's Tiksas. For that alone, you deserve to have your hand cut off. Which Shukur means, not sure if it means Lamash, it means a curse. Omulam Rav Tafin, except for Rav Tafin, what's going to be Yoshev Lekais for somebody has a splinter in his stomach, on the bottom part of his stomach? Lo Yitlenu, he can't take it out, like he has to get his hands below. Omulam, they said to him, Lo Yields, no, I will Lekrisa, Nifkas, the stomach will burst open then with the splinter there. Omulam, Rav Tafin said back, Enechnami, Mutav Tibak, Lekrisa, it's worth it, his stomach should burst open, for a year of the Bashakas shouldn't go down to be destroyed, Lever Shachas. So it's a sense.